The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, Linda's on assignment. The 27th of March. Gosh, it's going by quick. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Well, we don't have Buford here and 20 kids to surround. You know, the dog disappeared in a pile of kids. Did you see that?
Yeah.
In here in the studio, all I could see was his face. He was smiling, and all these kids were on him, petting him.
I couldn't find him at all.
Yeah, I mean, this was... He's now become the official mascot of Shrek Jr. from Stellar Charter Schools. Oh, wow. Hey, what day is it, day, buddy? I mean, I know what day it is. Is there a national day, though?
There wasn't anything that really stuck out except National Scribble Day.
Scribble.
So it's just kids scribbling and hopefully not on the walls.
Well, I scribble a lot. I'm writing here. And then I try to read what I've written on this my scheduler. Because people are calling me at different times, and I'm trying to write things down, and I've got, like, you know, seven. And I can't read who the guest is, but when they show up, they usually tell me. All right. Gosh, I walked out today, and it looked like a thunderstorm of the worst, of the very worst consequences was right there. And now it's starting to clear up, but the wind's blowing. Today showers, a high near 61. Wind gust up to 17 miles per hour. And I'm sorry, wind gust up to 36 miles per hour. And we're going to get rain. And then a high of about 61 and a low around 49 tonight. And it looks like showers Friday night. Now Saturday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 63. And then Sunday, showers come back. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Hello? Yeah, Wednesday, showers, likely. But the high near 59. So, yesterday was kind of like beautiful. It really was. And then, so the showers started again. But Sunday, or Saturday, looks good. That's strange. Okay, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been around 30 years into the third generation of Kenny's running that business. They have senior and veteran discounts. They take care of their customers. These are really, really good people. I can't say enough about the Kenny family and the service they provide. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. They are locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Okay. I don't even know where to start.
Hey,
today.
Quick, real quick, Carl.
Oh, sure.
We're doing the Red Bluff Roundup contest.
Oh, yes.
Later on.
And this has been, this will go on every day. And what this is you're going to hear, you got it? You ready?
Frankie Lane.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be.
You got it right
there?
Yeah. Hit it.
No.
No, you don't have it there.
I had it up there.
Cut him out.
There you go. When you hear this, call in. I don't even know when they're going to play it, you know. But when you hear that, call in and you get some free tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Yeah. So, I may have to call in. I don't even know if I have tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. I know Saturday night's already sold out. So I think these are for, well, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Saturday's sold out. So I imagine this could be Friday and Sunday. So when you hear that, when you hear Frankie Lane playing Rawhide, and who can forget that song from the Blues Brothers? Totally, totally great. Anyway, when you hear that song, call in and get yourself a couple of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. I like it. Great idea. Sue, great idea. All right. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Jasmine Crockett, who's a representative from Texas, of all places, is in, you know, ran her mouth again. She's really runs her mouth a lot, as does, you know, President Trump and everybody else. But this one's really good. She called, you know, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, when he was 26 years old, was running, and a tree fell and landed on him and shattered his spine. So he's been kind of paraplegic. He's been in a wheelchair since that day. And he's overcome all obstacles and, you know, became the governor of Texas. And he was, you know, he's the one that started sending illegals up to other states. He says, no, we want you to share our joy here. And I think they sent him, it was either here or DeSantis sent him to that very, very exclusive place in, you know, in, what is it, Vineyards, Martha's Vineyards. He sent a whole busload of Martha's Vineyards, and they just went berserk, didn't know what to do, sent them away to other cities around there. Anyway, Crockett says, y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down here, Crockett said, and the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot bleep mess, honey. Well, this has not hit a lot of people very well. And of course, you know, Republicans are going, you know, are saying, you know, you're going at, you know, what, you're poking, you know, you're poking derision, you're poking, you know, nastiness at somebody that's been injured. I mean, it went to the point where The View said, no, that was way too much. You need to apologize. You don't need to be censured, because now they want to censure her. But she doesn't need to be censured. But, oh, you know what? You know, you're stooping to such a low, you know, a low threshold here. You need to apologize. Now, this is from Whoopi Goldberg and several others on The View. No, I wasn't listening to it. I just saw it was written. And then she says, she refuses. She says, I wasn't thinking about the governor's condition. I was thinking about the planes, trains, and automobiles he used to transfer migrants into communities led by black mayors, deliberately stoking tension and fear among the most vulnerable. Yeah, right. She's just, if you hear the things she says, I mean, she's not a nice person. But she's an elected member of Congress. She is one of the up-and-coming leaders, she and AOC. And I can just say this, you know, being an independent, as I am, that as long as the Democrats have people like this as talking about their upcoming leadership, and of course, Bernie Sanders, who's 83, if this is the leadership of the Democratic Party, I would say they're never going to win an election again. Ever. Ever. So, I find it just amusing. What else? The California Commission that has the final say on whether you can put a wind turbine farm up or solar that can override the cities and counties and the people of these areas, and I mean, they literally can, by law, say, well, I understand what you're saying, but we're still going to allow it to happen. They came down on the side of Shasta County and the people and said, and went against the wind turbine farm being put up in Bernie, in that Bernie area. So they made it official yesterday. And so this is a big win for, I mean, it's a, the wind turbine people ain't real happy, but it's a big win for the county planning commission, the county board of supervisors, and all the people that stood up there. Said the problem was it was going to hamper firefighting, it was going to be an environmental disaster. Big thing is the Native Americans rolled in and said, this is really sacred ground to us. This is where we, after the, literally, the extermination of Indians, Native Americans, was called for by the governor of California, if you can believe this, in writing. And they started this. This is during the winter. They came to that one spot up there, and they rallied, and they were able to pull their tribe together and survive. So this is a pretty important spot for them. Anyway, I would imagine the wind turbine company is now going to go try and find another place. 7:14 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back with the Backcountry Horseman of California. We'll be right back.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carlin Lindebach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carlin Lindebach during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino. On Saturday, April 12th, Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are waiting at the end of my ride. Who am I?
You hear that? That means start calling 530-605-4567, and you're going to score two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Every time you hear that song, and because we were supposed to play the song yesterday, we forgot. We're going to play twice as much today. So 530-605-4567 and get two tickets to... Just like that, your phones are ringing. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you better get a hold of Patrick Gorman. This man's an expert on workers' compensation. You might turn off your microphone. Oh, no, it's... Don't worry, everybody. Just keep listening. We're going to play that song a lot. If you're, work injuries can be life-changing. Everybody knows that. And if you don't get the treatment you need to get you back to work, what are you going to do? Patrick Gorman is an expert on workers' compensation. He will give you the true scoop. You give him a call at 530-262-2168. You're going to get a free consultation with the man himself. No paralegal, no assistant. It's going to be him. You need help. The insurance company, if you need help, the insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You need somebody that knows the system, and it's going to fight for you, and Patrick's a scrapper. 530-262-2168 is his phone number. I'm here with Larry Schumann from the Backcountry Horsemen of California, Shasta Trinity Unit, and you're saying, well, he was on already. Well, it was a long time ago. It was like last month.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. In my life, yesterday was a long time ago. And we're here to talk about some events that are happening and that I think it would just be a great excursion down in Corning here. And it's coming up
shortly.
Gosh, in about, 2 weeks almost?
Yeah, we start setting up, actually, 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, and we're talking about the Backcountry Horsemen of California. And now, this is of California. This just isn't the Shasta Trinity. You know, this is all of them. Mm-hmm. They're having a big rendezvous the 11th through the 13th of April down at the Rolling Hills Casino Equestrian Center. Now,
correct.
I've never been to one of these, and it's somehow I've become part of it. But...
I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Everybody does. It's an educational event. It's free. Runs for 3 days. Starts at 1 o'clock on Friday. Ends at noon on Sunday. Saturday's our busy day.
Oh yeah,
we have trail trials going on. We have it's an educational event. It's a chance to get all of our members together and the general public from around the state and just have a good time and learn a lot of stuff about horses and packing and trails and things that people have horses and. Mules like I do and just love to do.
Well, you know, the thing is even if you don't have a horse or a mule, but you enjoy the wilderness and you enjoy camping and these kind of things, or you're just looking for something that's different, this would be a great place to come to. And I'll tell you why. Since I've come to know the Backcountry Horsemen, now it's the Shasta Trinity Unit, of course, I have discovered what a great group of people these are. That do a tremendous amount of work to keep our trails open. And I didn't realize, you know, I guess maybe I did, but when we rode into a wilderness area, you don't expect to see anything out there, or you should never see anything out there except horses and people. Not a bicycle, not a moped, nothing mechanical, not even a chainsaw. Can be out there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Everything has to be done by hand. We go out there, what we call misery whips. That's how we cut a large 36-inch log with a two-man saw, the old-fashioned way.
And so when you're hiking these trails, it's not just the Pacific Crest Trail.
Pacific Crest Trail. Yeah.
That's the famous one, but there's all other trails that, or, you know, feed into it and all these that y'all are working on, too.
Yeah, well, Trinity Alps, a beautiful wilderness area over here to our west. It's got 550 miles of trails in there to maintain. That's a lot of miles.
And there have been cuts.
Yes.
I've been seeing this lately from the Pacific Crest Trail Association and, of course, the Backcountry Horsemen. And they put out their newsletter. that the holding up of funds right now.
It's made a big difference.
How can that affect you all? Because I know a lot of the work is done by members of the Backcountry Horsemen.
Well, a lot.
How does holding these funds affect it?
It was affected the Forest Service, which who we work with a lot, because they can't hire their seasonal help right now. And even if they got the funding back, it's almost too late to hire seasonal help for this year. So they're relying on us to pick up as much as we can of that and other volunteer groups. We're not the only one. There's other volunteer groups.
Sure.
SEND, Bigfoot Trail Association, and others that work out there. And they're relying on them to pick up a lot of that work that they would have done by their seasonal help.
Yeah. What about the California Conservation Corps? Does it impact on them?
I don't know if it's had an impact on them. That's California. I believe they've cut back a couple of crews on what they call their backcountry crews.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're supplied with federal funding. We still have the one up here that they assign. Usually that money's, the way I understand it, and I could be wrong, that money's already allotted like a year or so in advance, and those crews are hired and everything's done a year or so in advance, so that's not affected.
And if I remember one of the court rulings was that they've already hired people and, you know, the funds are allocated and, you know, they're working.
Yeah.
You got to pay them. And so, the fact is that you work with the Forest Service close. And after years and years, after they got rid of all their animals, they finally came back. If it's the Forest Service I'm thinking about.
Right.
They're the ones that came back and they bought a number of animals.
Yeah, they bought in 2010 when we had last time we had a rendezvous up here. They bought 14 animals that year and started reestablishing their pack strings up here. And now I believe that they have 40 right now.
Okay.
So they're packers in Shasta Trinity and on the Klamath are full time, so they're not affected. They're not affected, but their seasonal help that helps them with the strings is affected. They don't have them.
Unless somebody comes down and tells me you only need 30 mules.
Yeah. The only seasonal help they have this year is the one we're supplying because we're actually paying for an intern to help them out.
Now, when you talk about an intern, what's an intern for the Backcountry Horseman?
Well, an intern, it's a packing intern. That's a person that's interested in doing this, getting into this kind of line of work, and it's a chance for them to get on-the-job experience. Usually it's about 4 to 5 months that we can afford to pay for.
So if they're interested in forestry or working for the Forest Service and all this.
Or even just packing, some of the ones we've done in the past have gone to work for private outfitters.
Okay.
They get
a great education on the use of mules and horses in the wilderness areas.
Yeah, okay. Correct. Yeah, and how to pack and maintain the animals. Part of it is learning how to shoe, and you have to do it all when you're doing that kind of work.
You teach how to shoe? You teach it all?
I don't, but...
Your instructor's coming. I'm not going to say.
I'm getting too old to shoe. I don't teach it anymore.
I was too old to shoe when I was 30.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you I took a horseshoeing class out of a community college in San Diego?
Yeah.
No, I was, it had like 100 people wanting to get into the class. We were all stuffed in this classroom, and anyway, took 20 of us.
Mm-hmm.
After the third or fourth class, I got orders. I got yanked out of there and deployed for 6 months.
That might have been a blessing.
It could have been. We were I'd already burnt my arms on the anvil. So when you're pounding steel on an anvil, it transfers the heat to the anvil. And if you grab it too soon, you'll put it down real quick.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm here with Larry Schumann from the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity unit. Now, people think that you need a mule or a horse to help. Is that true?
Not true. We've had people that hike along with us. When we do the fish plant, we'll have a few people usually hike in. Those are pretty easy lakes to hike to, and we'll carry the fish in on horseback, and they meet us at the lakes and have lunch and drop the fish off. And it's kind of a process, but it's fun.
You also have, there's places where you're clearing up campgrounds, you're repairing campgrounds, fences and all that. You don't need a horse for that.
Correct. Yeah, so we actually on our schedule, we already have it scheduled to open up before the season starts, before Memorial Day weekend. We're going to open up Preacher Meadows Campground and Eagle Creek Campgrounds, and just talked to the Forest Service, and may actually be putting in some what's called horse camp, which is right out of Eagle Creek. They have panels. We may be going and setting up panels and putting in new corrals that gotten destroyed and over the last few years at the Horse Creek Campground, which is about within a half mile of the Eagle Creek Campground.
So where are those?
Those are off Preacher Meadows, is just south of Trinity Center. About
that's
3 miles.
That's where we've spent the night there.
Yes. Right. And yeah. Eagle Creek's about 8 or 9, probably about 10, 12 miles north of Trinity Center.
Okay.
Is where you turn off to get to it.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to talk about some more about the rendezvous and some things that are happening here. And the tremendous amount of work. I was just totally blown away when I saw the statistics. I mean, it, the amount of work you all do in the backcountry, and this is just one unit, even though you may be the most work unit, but it's just one unit out of how many in California?
I think we actually lost one unit, so I think we're down to 22 now.
Okay, 22 backcountry horsemen units here in California. All right, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset that cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You may want to hop on that federal rebate right now in case that goes away. We'll be right back. 7:31 in the morning here on Thursday, the 27th of March.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Oh, when you hear this song, we're giving away Red Bluff Roundup tickets. 530-605-4567. 7:35 in the morning here on the 27th of March, and I'm here with Larry Schumann, one of my favorite people. He and Sam. I've never seen you without Sam. Is there something going on?
I don't know. I guess we had a falling out. I'll have to call him and find out what I did wrong.
They are in your position in the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity unit. You are the...
I'm the work project coordinator.
Work project coordinator. And George Archer is the...
Educational chair.
And Patty?
Patty is taken over as treasurer now.
Okay. So who's the president?
Mike LaRue, Patty's husband.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, that's what I knew. Hey, if the phone keeps ringing, my friends, I'm sorry, but, you know, you're just a second too late. Don't worry, we'll be playing it for the next week or so, or 2 weeks, or until we run out of tickets. So we're talking about the Backcountry Horsemen of California. They've got a big event coming. If you're looking for something to do on April 11th or 12th, or the 13th, it's going to be down at the Rolling Hills Casino Equestrian Center, and it's going to be the Backcountry Horsemen of California Rendezvous. And it's free.
Yes.
It's free. And now, can people go to the dinner?
They can go to
have a dinner, and that's going to be...
We're going to have two dinners, one Friday night, which is loaded with cowboy poets from the North State. We ended up with 11 poets, so we actually moved four of them over to Saturday night because we just got too many poets.
Now, I know another place that's looking for, I think I reached out to you, for poets. They're having something here in May, mm-hmm. you know, in association with the rodeo, and they were looking for some poets. So maybe you can, you know, are they from around here, or are the poets from everywhere?
All of them are from around this area, from the North State.
Okay.
There's quite a few coming up from out of Fort Jones and Klamath Falls and that area.
Yeah.
Which Klamath Falls is a little out of the North State. The ones we usually have at our dinner are all here from Weaverville and here in Reading.
You know that
one. They're really good.
They are. The guy from the Forest Service, I think it's Forest Service.
Mike McFadden.
The one that...
He's funny, isn't he?
Yeah, Mike, when he had his poems already arranged, and I asked for the one about the hornets. And so he told, because that's my mm-hmm. favorite one, when you're laying on your back and the mules are jumping over you mm-hmm. because you're in the middle of a hornet nest. I'm sorry. I see it because we've all been there. Okay. Now... The United States Marine Corps. Tell me about that.
They are not going to make it, unfortunately. Because of the things that are going on with feds, things that got cut. They called us about a week and a half ago and said they cannot come.
Because of the cut in the...
They're very sorry about it. They usually they join us unless they get called to war. We had them miss a couple years because of the war in Afghanistan. They got called over there. But usually they come to our event.
What we're talking about, the United States Marine Corps and the Mountain Warfare Center up in Bridgeport, California.
Correct.
They've got a string of mules and Marines that will train the infantry companies coming through there, infantry units coming through there, on how to pack a mule and use a mule in harsh terrain like Afghanistan. And people are, you know, you're still using mules. Well, in some areas, yeah, you do.
Right.
And so we train on that. And we've been doing it, I don't know how long, but last I was in there in 1982, was the last time I went through the Mountain Warfare Center with my unit, a reconnaissance unit, and we were packing mules then. Yeah. So it's been around a long time.
They do an excellent job.
Too bad.
We're going to miss them.
Too bad.
They do an excellent job. So.
Okay, but there's all these other things are happening too.
Yeah.
And you've got education clinics.
We have clinics, of course, on packing.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We have a lot of We have a lot of vets coming that are going to do stuff on equine care, including backcountry first aid. And what we have North Valley Disaster Group coming out of Chico, another group coming to talk about the fires which we have up here and what we need, what you need to do, prepare and evacuate your stock and your animals out of the fires. We have a lot. We have a couple of Ascend Trail Crew work group out of Weaverville and Bigfoot Trail Association out of the Bay Area coming to talk about trail maintenance and what it takes. And of course, these are groups you talk about people hiking in. These groups that hike in, we help them by hauling their main stuff in, and they hike in and they do trail. They do excellent trail maintenance for us.
You've got this one group of people comes in from all over the world, literally from all over the world. You pack their gear in, and they've never met each other in most cases, I would imagine. And they get together, and they go up there for how long? A week or?
If you're talking about the CCC crew or?
No, the ones where the kids come in from all over and from different
countries.
That's
part of the Ascend.
Okay, that's part of the Ascend group.
They have, we're doing two youth groups of them this year, along with the, I think, three adult groups. I'd have to look at our schedule. But the CCC, backcountry CCC crews that go in for 5 months, and they stay in for 5 months. They can come from all over the world. Definitely come from all over the United States.
So they go back in and they stay for how long?
5 months. They don't come
in the wilderness?
In the wilderness.
And you pack in their stuff?
Yeah, along with, yeah.
Then you resupply them?
We resupply them weekly, usually on Mondays.
So you and Sam resupply?
Usually the Forest Service maintains them. We just back them up. The Forest Service does that usually. It hasn't been Sam and I. It's usually been Kip Kenevy. He's gone up with a few animals and helped supplement the Forest Service.
But
on that.
When I say you,
our organization
it's
does.
It's kind of the royal you on that. Because I know y'all are, you know, you resupply these crews, but you've also resupplied fire crews.
Yes.
Up there. Is it during fires?
We have in the past, yeah. We haven't the last few years. Forest Service is leery about, because of lawsuits and stuff, having
I imagine.
Yeah. Having private organizations or public, like we are or anything, help with some of that. So what usually they'll do is when a fire hits, they'll have the CCC crew or other crews out that they may be helping with. They get pulled off, and then they ask us to pick up that. So we leave it. Okay.
So you're backfilling that.
We're backfilling. So we've done the CCC crews that's in there. We've done 100% of it a couple times during fire season of that work.
They're having trail obstacle for the horses course.
We have a trail obstacle challenge being put on by CSHA. That's on all day Saturday. We have quite a few entries already, and we know we're going to have a lot sign up the day of. We have about 40 entries, and usually we're planning on probably close to 200 entries.
That's your oven cooking exhibitions, but here's one, the wild horse adoption.
Yes.
And I've been seeing that on Facebook a lot. You know, the horses are bringing down. So where they're coming down from where?
They're coming down from out of Alturas.
Alturas. Yeah. From the Mustang Ranch.
Yeah, and these are not the usual ones that BLM has. These are actually from the Forest Service.
Forest Service.
There's an area that the Forest Service maintains. And I understand these are really excellent animals up in that area. And they're bringing two burros, too.
They run some of these horses they have up there are bigger too. So I mean, they're not a small horse. They're good sized horses, and they don't freeze brand them. They've got a chip in them or something.
Yes, they have a chip in them.
So if you're used to seeing that white hair brand, that freeze brand, it's not on these horses. These not the ones I've seen.
Yeah,
and supposedly they mark them in a different way. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening there,
right,
buddy.
Yeah, these are all going to be, from what I understand, yearlings to 2 years old, and they've, in particular, and they're supposed to be really calm, good calm animals they're bringing.
They've had them, they were birthed there, you know, fold there or something, and so they're used to people. Now, tell me about the dinner. The dinner's going to be a dinner Friday and Saturday. Is that a private dinner, or is that open to the public?
It's open to the public, but there's limited seating. We've limited it to 175 for now. We have about almost 140 sold already, so we don't have too many openings. You can either call me, or you can go online to the Backcountry Horseman website and go under Rendezvous, and you can see look at the packet there on one of the sheets there. You can sign up for the dinners.
Where's the dinner going to be held at?
Actually, it's going to be right in the arena. We're going to keep everything in right there at the equestrian center.
Because Linda and I rolled in Saturday or Sunday, and we've never been to Rolling Hills, so we came in there on our way back from SAC.
That's a huge arena, isn't it?
It's a huge arena, but I was trying to picture where you were going to put people at. You know, so you're going to be feeding people in the arena.
We're going to have to set up in the arena.
Okay. Because when we went over and talked to the people, oh yeah, they're going to probably have it right down here in this, you know, in the one of our conference rooms and all that. I was like, oh, okay, you know. But I remember you saying it was going to be, you know, down there. But I was looking at the concrete, you know, the all where the vendors and everybody are, and I thought, how are you going to get up, you know, 200 people in here? So
now it
makes sense.
Yeah, we're going to set aside. In fact, I just signed a catering contract with the casino yesterday. So
okay, so all right. I'm here with Larry Schuman from the Backcountry Horseman of California. I want to talk about a couple of the things here when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a great place to start your career. They have opportunities available right now for both full-time and part-time in a variety of backgrounds and experience levels. Competitive benefits there for whether you're full-time or part-time, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers on the page. All right, we'll be right back.
Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in raw.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280. You win. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, 7:50 in the morning here on the 27th of March. And it's going to get some rain today, my friends. I'm here with Larry Schumann from the Backcountry Horsemen of California, the Shasta Trinity Unit. We're talking about this big rendezvous they're having, a statewide rendezvous right down at Rolling Hills at the Equestrian Center there. And everything's going to be done there, including the two dinners. So you don't have to walk very far. It's going to have classes. It's going to have dinners, cowboy poetry, wild horse adoptions, Dutch oven cooking, just everything you can imagine.
A lot of kids. A lot of kids activities. Oh, especially
a lot of
Saturday.
Kids. Yeah, a lot of kids activities, and it's free. That's the big thing. Now, you also are one of the big things that you all are doing to raise money is you're offering a catered pack trip.
Yes.
Okay, and this is not something you can buy. This is a raffle item.
This is a raffle item.
Tell us about this.
Well, it's a four-night catered pack trip. We supply the animals.
You supply
great
everything.
Time. We took you last year. And
okay, let me tell
it's
you.
A lot of fun. And
Linda and I showed up with our clothes and our toothbrushes, and that was it. And because Larry and Sam provide everything. Mm-hmm. Tent, cots, sleeping bags.
Stubborn mule.
No, I love Wolfman. Everything you can imagine. Three great meals a day, super riding in the area. And you're not forced to ride. I mean, if you want to kick back in the camp and sit there and read, you could do that, I imagine.
We'll leave. Yeah, once we get there, it's up to
you. Yeah, it's up to you.
We have a couple of different options where to go.
Yeah.
Last year, it kind of got limited to one because of the fire.
Yeah.
Fire hit us, so we had just the one option. But
yeah. So we went to
two beautiful areas.
Now, where were we at?
Because
people ask me, and I go, it's off of Coffee Creek someplace.
It's off of Coffee Creek up the Union Creek Trailhead, and I'm not going to tell anybody where because that's kind of our secret spot.
And it's a great spot.
It is a great spot.
But that's where we were. That's where we were.
Yeah. And we were up towards Durleska Mine, that area.
That's the one I was, the Durleska Mine. Mm-hmm. When people ask, what's the name of it? And I can never remember. But it's the Durleska Mine. And just let me tell you, that must have been a spectacular endeavor at one point. I mean,
well, you look
huge,
at that mine, there's a lot of huge people in there at one time. That's all now wilderness. And that's tough country.
And they left tons of equipment there.
Big boilers, stamp mills.
Yeah, stamp mills, everything. And the railroad track's still there?
Yes.
Yeah, the railroad tracks are still there. Yep. Yeah. They go into the, went into the mines. But it's, and now I will tell you that ride was a little bit challenging.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's, you're glad you're on a mule that knows what it's doing.
Yeah, you don't want to take your valley horses up there.
No, it would be tough.
Yeah.
But that's not where you're going to go on your catered pack trip. You're just going to go on a, when people show up, you meet at the trailhead.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we just came up the night before where you all were. Mm-hmm. So we could make sure that we could just go up together.
Right.
And then the, from the trailhead, you pack up and you leave.
We pack everything up and head up the trail until we set up camp when we get there. And
I tell you, everybody says, "Oh, I wish I could do that. Oh gosh, it looked like such a great time." Well, you can. You buy a raffle ticket. Where do you get your raffle tickets?
They can call me, or they can get the raffle tickets through the state website.
Okay.
And we are getting low on the raffle tickets for the Gator Pack trip.
Well, here's the thing too: is you want to say there's two. Say you want to add a couple of friends. You can do that, but there's a cost associated with it because you got to bring in more animals and more food and stuff, and all that kind of stuff.
I believe, I haven't got the notes in front of me, but I believe it's $200 a day per person.
Per person. And trust me, folks, that's reasonable because they're packing everything that you're going to use in there. I mean, we're talking tents, sleeping bags, cots, toilets.
Well, you kind of
it's not going to, and it's
not a toilet like going in your house.
It's not like there's no running water, except the streams that are going by. Now they provide the solar showers,
yes,
which is cool. And you do this between June 1st and August 31st.
Yeah, whoever wins it, we'll have to get with them and schedule a date that's convenient for all of us because we do have our work projects and stuff set up.
And don't worry about the heat because you're going up in the mountains.
Yeah, it was nice up there.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, we were up there in August, and it was definitely better than sitting here in this valley.
It definitely is.
It was gorgeous.
Now, what else? We got like about 3 minutes.
Well, we have the fish plant coming up, which is open to the public. No, most of our work projects and everything we do, you have to be a member because of insurance, of course. But our fish plant is open to the public, so we like to have people come and join us. We serve dinner the night before and dinner the second night because it's a two-day fish plant and breakfast. We just need to know how many bodies are coming.
Now, on this one, if you're coming, you've got to bring your camping stuff and everything.
They're
not going to provide that.
We will cook. But
They will feed you, though.
We will feed you. And if you don't have a horse, this is an easy place where we do this fish planting, especially on the first day to walk into the lake. First lake is 3/4 mile. It's gorgeous, reasonably flat, easy walk if you want to join us on that one. Get a chance to see what we do. Meet some of the people we work with. It's a lot of fun.
Now, I've never been to one of these, but I am planning on this year that I can get to it. June 17th and 18th, you're clearing trails. Be great to take off, be able to do that. And then on the 19th and 20th, be there for the fish plant.
Yeah, it's the Cone Lake Trailhead out of
here. Yeah. And I don't even know where these things are.
Caribou Wilderness. It's, if you know where Bogart Meadows and the rest areas, they're out of, on 44.
Oh, yeah.
You turn off, that's where the turnoff is to get into that area. You can call me and I can get you directions.
Now, how do people say, you know what, this is something I'd like to become part of? How do people join?
You can join as an individual or you can join as a family. And the way the family works, we call it a family membership. It's basically everybody that lives in the household.
Yeah.
So, I think it's, we just changed the rates. I believe it's $75 now for a family and $60 a year for an individual.
Yeah.
And you can join. You can actually do up to a three-year membership.
Yeah, that's for a whole year.
Yeah.
And how do they go to a website?
Yeah, again, it's Backcountry Horsemen of California website. And you'll have an option of all the units, and you want to pick the Shasta Trinity unit, of course, if you're joining us here. But there's units throughout the state.
And with this, you get newsletters. You get to participate as much. And let me tell you, there's no pressure on you.
No.
Absolutely, obviously not, because I haven't done it, and I've been a member for like 3 or 4 years now.
Well, I'd say 90% of our members are supported by their money, not the work. That's just the way our organization
works. No, but that's always it's like the Reading Rodeo Association or others.
They show up for the dinners. A lot of them will show up for the fish plant.
Yeah.
That's the two functions they come to every year, which is great.
But that's great.
Because
they're still supporting it.
They're still supporting
it. All right. So there's all these things to do. And if you're on Facebook, I share these things out. It shows shows your schedule. Mm-hmm. And if you take a look at it, you go, oh, well, maybe I don't want to do a campground cleanup all day, but the fish plant. And you have rides too.
Yes. So we try to do 4 rides a year. We just had our first ride out at Dye Creek Preserve. We have another one coming up in October. First Saturday of October, and that's also a dinner.
Okay. So you ride during the day?
Dinner and general meeting. It's open to the public, and we do rides out there. Gorgeous place to ride.
Yeah.
We had 35 people at the last ride.
Well, that was...
That's a good turnout.
We had to go to Sacramento. It was a family thing, but I was really looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next one's going to be in October, but there'll be plenty of time.
Yeah. We're going to schedule 2 more. We haven't figured the Sarah Medina, who's our... Mm-hmm. Ride coordinator. She hasn't figured out where the next tour is.
And that's where you just bring your animal in, you go for a ride, and then you have lunch
just
afterwards.
Sit around, chit-chat, get to know each other, and it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Got it.
Just a nice, relaxing day.
Okay, everybody, 11th to the 13th of April, down at Rolling Hills at the Equestrian Center, the Backcountry Horsemen of California Rendezvous. It's free, and it's going to be a good time for your family. And it's not that, I think it's, what, an hour down there, maybe? Yeah. And yeah. Plenty of parking.
Lots of parking.
Lots of parking. Larry, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, you know what? I believe in this because I know, you know, I've seen the work and that you all do, and I hear from the Forest Service and BLM and all these other agencies that says we couldn't do it without you all, meaning the Backcountry Horsemen of California. But this unit has got more hours of working than almost everybody else, if I look at this right.
Yes, so, as far as I know, we do.
Okay. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to do the Palisadro Frontier Days. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Bondi and FBI Director Patel were on hand for this morning's arrest of a 24-year-old illegal alien, allegedly a top lieutenant in the violent MS-13 gang. The man was taken into custody in Woodbridge, Virginia, not far from Washington. Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin witnessed the takedown as well. An appeals court is upholding a judge's order requiring the Trump administration to rehire thousands of federal workers.
The government argued that judges can't micromanage federal worker policies, but a split Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel turned back the emergency motion. At issue was a lower court judge's order requiring the Trump administration to rehire thousands of probationary workers who were let go in mass firings. The judge found legal problems with the way the firings were carried out. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he has a formula for boosting American manufacturing and jobs. A 25% tariff on vehicles and car parts coming into the U.S. Those new tariffs due to take effect next week. Palestinians have chanted against Hamas during anti-war demonstrations in the Gaza Strip, a rare show of public anger against the terrorist group that has long repressed dissent. Hamas is weakened, but it still rules the territory 17 months into the war with Israel. The American economy expanded a healthy 2.4% annual pace October through December, boosted by a year-end surge in consumer spending. That's according to the Department of Commerce, which is upping its previous estimate of economic growth. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea has dispatched roughly 3,000 troops to Russia in the first 2 months of the year, those troops deployed to Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red, the Dow down 187. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with 5-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
An investigation is underway into a deadly accident beneath the waves in Egypt.
Officials say 6 people died and 9 were injured when a tourist submarine sank off the Egyptian coast. The submarine was carrying 45 passengers, all of them Russian. Emergency crews rescued 29 people off one of the beaches in the tourist promenade area in the Red Sea resort of Hurghada. The Russian consulate says those who were injured are in stable condition. The submarine was out on a regular tour to view coral reefs when it sank about a half a mile from shore. It's not known what caused it to sink. I'm Mike Hemp.
Police have unleashed pepper spray, rubber bullets, and water cannon against protesters in Turkey's capital, potentially reigniting tensions after 2 days of relative calm in the country's biggest anti-government protests in over a decade. News and analysis, townhall.com. Remember Napster? It's still around in a different form than when it began. Just been sold for $207 million.
The file-sharing app became famous 25 years ago for allowing users to swap music files free of charge, but was shut down by lawsuits. In 2016, Napster became a music streaming service with licenses to stream millions of tracks. Then on Tuesday, it was acquired by 3D tech company Infinite Reality. Plans to use Napster to create virtual 3D spaces that allow music fans to enjoy concerts or listening parties together and allow musicians and music labels to sell merchandise. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Roger Wicker, says he'd like the Pentagon's inspector general to investigate how a journalist was mistakenly added to a group chat. The chat concerned military strikes in Yemen. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, Linda's on assignment. And today, the 27th of March, 8:05 in the morning. Remember last month when I was just whining constantly about how long February was? March is finished.
Though February is a shorter month.
Even though it's a shorter month, man.
It seemed like it was long and on.
It was horrible. It was a horribly long month.
Rain.
No matter what it was.
And
it was,
I think how much the president got done in that month. It was like.
Well, that wasn't it. It was just the fact it just went on and on and on. It was February 2nd, and I thought it should have been like the 20th. But this month, we're back to normal. Okay, it's National Scribblers Day, whatever that means. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, so it's National Scribble Day, letting the kids color outside the lines kind of thing.
Oh, well, good.
Celebrating scribbling.
Scribbling, got it. All right. We've had others that are a little more auspicious.
Yeah.
Like National Taco Day. Today, showers, my friends. And it's going to be a wind gust today of as high as 36 miles per hour. When I walked out of the house this morning, it was early, but it looked like we were getting ready to have a thunderstorm come sweeping right through Redding. And tonight, again, showers, Friday showers. Now, Saturday, it's supposed to be sunny with a high near 63. And then Saturday night starts clouding up again, and it's calling for showers all the way through next Wednesday. So Saturday, though, looks like it's going to be a great day, and so you might want to use that day. But when it says showers, it's a forecast. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. The weather reports, however, are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, been doing this for 30 years, in their third generation of the Kinney family running this place. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They really do take care of their customers. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with the Palisadro, the third annual Palisadro Frontier Days, and Lonnie Bengay and Jeremy Ryan. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Can you pull that down just a little bit, Jeremy? There you go. So tell me, Lonnie, about Palisadro Frontier Days.
Well, our small little town out there, Palisadro, as we get new folks in town, and I would consider myself a newbie, it's like, hey, this town needs to get together and celebrate something country. So first year, just kind of putting it together, getting word out, starting small with visions to put together possibly like more full rodeo concert and everything, and
yeah.
Here we are the third year. We have Bulls Bronx and a concert coming in the evening, daytime trade show. It originally even started with just maybe barbecue competition, and then it grew to, well, I want to sell stuff there and this and that. So it's just grown. We have all local sponsors. It's a local event. We have All the production is local folks, so we've just kept it that small town feel.
Okay. Now, when you say it's a vendors trade show and a barbecue competition.
Yep.
Who's your judges?
Well, we just pick judges. It's like, you know, it's not a sanctioned event. You know, we get like five or six in there and they vote, they rank them. We do chicken, tri-tip, and ribs, and they win a buckle. The buckle's pretty cool. It's got an old school Weber barbecue on it.
I cannot believe that I wasn't asked to be one of the barbecue judges.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to be there because I'm out of town doing something else, emceeing another event. But just for next year, perhaps. Okay. Keep my name here.
Yeah.
Keep my name in there.
Yeah.
I've judged Dutch oven contest, cooking contest. I've done those. I've done chili.
Yeah.
I've done that. I haven't done barbecue, so I'm ready.
Yeah.
And I'm not a trained barbecue guy.
Well, I'll send you the date first thing next year, and you can set that to
okay,
be there.
Okay, no. Hey, look, I have no problem at all begging about it, because you know, these guys show up in their best. I mean, you couldn't, you know, for the Dutch oven contest, I couldn't believe the stuff they were cooking.
Oh, I'll bet.
Rack of lamb. You know,
wow.
I mean, everything's out of a Dutch oven, three-layer cakes.
Are they doing it over a open fire?
Yeah, right.
That's
there.
That's awesome.
Oh, and, cool. and they're staged, like, 15 minutes apart because of the coals, and
right.
Everything's got to be cooked a certain length of time, just like barbecue guys.
Yeah.
They know, you know, exactly how hot those coals are and what they put into it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this sounds like a great event.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's probably why it's grown quite well over 3 years.
Okay, and it's a one-day thing.
Yep, one day.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about you. You said you haven't been there very long.
Well, I moved to Palo Cedro, it's about 10 years ago.
Well, yeah. Around here, that doesn't even count.
I know.
That's
I know.
Right. You're newbie.
I claim newbie. I have no problem with that. But, you know, I wanted always my whole life, I wanted a little more room, elbow room, uh-huh. You know, than living
well,
in the neighborhood.
From around,
so.
Are you from around here? Where'd you come from?
I grew up in Sonoma, town of Sonoma.
Okay.
And then moved to
Chico. Sonoma's not huge.
Here. No. Small. That was growing up pretty much country.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So that was a small town. So that was how myself and Corey Meyer, the title sponsor there, landed in Palo Cedro. And we didn't even know it. We lived 30 seconds apart on the same road and went to school together since eighth grade. And then I opened the gym, and he comes to join the gym, and he's talking to my wife, and he goes, wait, what's your husband's name? So anyway, just small town stuff all the time. So
okay, so your business is the
Country Strong Fitness.
Yeah, Country Strong Fitness, of course. I have a story about Corey Meyer.
Oh, you do?
I even have videos.
Oh,
of Corey
boy.
Meyer. I'll tell you during the break. No, it's not one of those. This is when if you ever want to see something that is just really, really a tough endeavor, try to wrestle a bull calf down. And Corey's not a small guy.
No.
And he was with Cody.
Vance Otto. There's another sponsor.
Another large fellow.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about like you could bounce, you know, bullets off these guys. I mean, they're not like, you know, fat guys. No, these are big guys, and watching them try to wrestle down one bull calf, I have the video.
Yeah.
And gave it to, I gave it to Cody.
Yeah.
But what an event that was. So, hey, we're talking about the Palo Cedro, third annual Palo Cedro Frontier Days. So you have the Country Strong.
Yep.
Gym down. Yeah. You know, is Palo Cedro growing? I mean, y'all are fighting it. I know that. Because they tried to put that a subdivision out there, which made no sense.
Right.
At all.
Right. Yeah.
But you all fought it to a standstill.
Yeah. I think, you know, there's slow development, right? It's all zoned to 3 to 5 acre lots. So yeah, it's growing, but it's not growing at a rate that needs to, you know, raise a bunch of eyebrows.
Yeah.
And there's some factors out there that I think detrimental growth to the small town is going to be very difficult, you know, sewer capacities and other things. So it is growing, but it's growing, I think, in the right ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah, out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And people that are, you know, looking to get out of the hustle, my family included, that moved up within the last 5 years.
Yeah.
That they're finding Palo Cedro. They're going, man, this is just outside town. I can get a little bit of elbow room. I can maybe put a horse on my property, sheep, goats, whatever, and enjoy that country life that they've sought after, or just slow their family down.
Well, we live right downtown. I mean, right off Placer here.
Yeah.
And from our house to Silverbridge road where we keep our horse is like 14 miles.
Right.
Something. Oh, yeah. We're out there every day.
Yeah.
One of us is.
Yeah.
And we know we're going to talk about the Bulls in Bronx, and we're going to talk about Jeremy here when we get back from this break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a local bank. We do business there. We're happy. We do have both our business accounts and our personal accounts there. They've got four branches right now, one in Red Bluff, two right down here in Redding, and one, the newest branch, down in Anderson. And as you've heard, they are merging with Plymouth Bank. So now there's going to be 19 branches. The same great service. Nothing's going to change. I like to think of them as the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. That's going to happen this summer. That just means we've got 19 banks we can draw on from Reno through Susanville all the way down to here. And Plymouth Bank is another one of those community banks started in Gridley. So bankcornerstone.com is where you go for more information. We'll be right back with the Palo Cedro Frontier Days.
Keep rolling, 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 though the springs are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, Lord. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. Good fiddles, love and kissing are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land to sea swipe to win draw. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Pedego e-bike or a Sea-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Pedego e-bike, or a Sea-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals, sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
I'm ready.
Hey, welcome back. Brief Eye Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live worldwide at KCNR1460.com. And our phone numbers here are 530-605-4567. I know it's on your speed dial because I'm going to give away some more tickets. No, this is a different set of tickets I'm giving away. I'm giving away, let's say two tickets to the Palisadro Frontier Days. Now, what do you need tickets for? You need tickets not to just go around and walk around that day for the vendors. These tickets are good for both the Bulls and Bronx and the Jeremy Rhine Band.
Yes, sir.
Right there. And we're going to talk to Jeremy in a second. So give me a call, 605-4567. You get two free tickets. You're scoring big here for the Bulls and Bronx and Jeremy Rhine. So give us a call here at 530-605-4567. And while we're talking about this, let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So you're going to be the main entertainment there.
Yes, sir. We're super excited to be out there. You know, Lonnie's got us out there. We start right after the Bulls and Bronx. We'll be going on 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And, it's really exciting for us because, we've geared down and put together a brand new, rhythm section in our band and a whole new lineup of music. So we're essentially debuting a lot of new original music and songs.
Yeah.
That some of my fans and friends and family have not heard in this area because I've been playing around town for a few years.
Yeah, for a few years here. Tell us about you, Jeremy. How'd you get into music? Are you from around here?
I am.
Tell us your story.
Yeah, I'm a born and raised Shasta County boy. I've been here my whole life. Moved out of the area for a short time for work, but music's always been a huge part of my life. You know, my family was always into music. My grandfather was in a country band. And made a living playing guitar and singing in a country band. And then, you know, during school time, I didn't do any sports or anything like that. I spent most of my time in band and in choir
Well, let me tell you something. Too bad Linda's not here. She is the artist in the family. So she's been a singer, I mean, she's so much, you know, when they shut down the schools and all the events during COVID, how sad that was. And it wasn't just because the kids couldn't just see each other, but they cut away the things that really helped the children mature and express themselves. And it could be football or basketball, but a lot of it was the choirs, singing, and the band.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. I mean, and so I so much appreciate, after living with her, what it takes to be a musician. It's not just going out there and plunking a few strings.
It's not. It's a lot of hard work, but
yeah,
it sure pays off, especially when you enjoy doing it and you love what you do. So
you've done that since you were a kid.
Yeah, did it since I was a kid. You know, basically wrote music with a few friends of mine. We put together a band called California Grown Band about 3 years ago, and we played this area and beyond and got some good gigs, and we were actually we were the winners of the Best of North State in 2023. And then I moved on to the full band, the Jeremy Rhine Band, and changed my sound. And for 2024, I got Best of North State for Best Live Music Artist again. And so, we're super excited now. And we've put a lot of work into this show and into this new lineup of music. I'm so excited to share this brand new music lineup. You know, all my original songs, I put my heart and soul in these things. And the guys I've got, I put together a new rhythm section, and my guitarist is phenomenal, and they've helped me bring these songs to life to where I just can't wait for my fans and everybody to hear this music.
So
Is this going to be kind of your big debut here next month?
Essentially, I've been playing for a while in this area, but this will be a debut of the new lineup.
All the new lineup.
And the new, the new
rhythm section and all this. Wow.
Yes, and as well as the type of music we're playing. Before, we did a lot of cover music. You know, we'd cover other country star songs, but now it's time to get my own stuff heard. That's where it's all about. That's where I'm super excited for.
Where else have I seen you?
I'm a tile contractor. I don't know if
you're what?
I'm a tile contractor by day.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, every musician has a day job.
That's right.
I had a young man that was working for us. He was a hell of a musician. His name's Liam Bryant. Just really good. And, he came in to me, but he was 19 or 20. He goes, "You know, Carl, I love music." I said, "I know." He goes, "I can't make a living." And, I mean, he's one of our producers here. So he ends up with Cal Fire and went through Cal Fire. But because Cal Fire does get time off, he still has time for his music. And that's one of the things he and I discussed is you get a job that gives you time so that you can do something you love like that.
Yes, sir.
And you do love it. I know how Linda is about music.
It's definitely something that speaks to the heart, you know.
Yeah.
The dream is to be able to quit the day job, but you know.
Everybody wants to quit the day job.
Yeah, yes, sir. We're super thankful to Talani for having us part of this event. This thing is great, and this is going to probably be the biggest party of the area this year. You know, it's going to be great.
I didn't know Lonnie, and somebody gave me your number. Who was that?
I think it was Al, who's part of Jeremy's band.
Yeah, that's my guitarist in my band, Al Myers.
Al Myers. So it must be Al knows Pat Karch.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
Maybe that's it. Anyway, I got the phone call.
Yeah.
And because it's a local thing and we like Palisadro and we love, you know, things that happen around here that give stuff, we're more than happy to support this with, you know, time and, you know, spots on the air.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, we do this for, we're a commercial radio station. I need spots to keep us on the air. But we always try to help local businesses and, events like this. There's always time that we can force things in like that. And we're talking about the third annual Palisadro Frontier Days. And I'm here with Lonnie Bangay and Jeremy Ryan from the Jeremy Ryan Band. Did you start this or did you take it over?
Frontier Day?
Frontier Day.
I started it.
You started it. Okay.
Yeah, a couple of guys, you know, as you do, you sit around a campfire or whatever and you're solving the world's problems. You say, "Man, we need another town event." So here
Frontier
it is.
Event.
So I was the guy who kind of crazily raised his hand to put it together.
But I
owned, you know, when we started small, it was right there on my lot downtown. So it made sense for me to, I'll host it. And now it's grown. But this year, too, I wanted to just throw in there the setup. I'm ecstatic. Same thing, right? Local company. I contact them, NetSound, for doing the stage, lighting. And
we know those guys.
Yeah.
Those are good guys.
Great guys.
Good guys. Yeah. And they're supporting us. And it's going to be a LED wall, full, like Jumbotron is the old term, right?
Whoa.
And it's going to be instant replay for the bucking, live streaming of the Jeremy and his guys. So it's coming together where I think, you know, and I love that, right? Come out to an undeveloped field. We're going to set this thing up in one day, and you're going to be wowed by some country folk and some local boys. So
come on
out.
Why not? I mean, this is great. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to take an early break here, buddy. I always warn my producer because who knows what he's doing in there.
Yeah, five.
Because I can't see him. I can't see him because of the glare. Yeah. I got to pull down the blind here but I can't see him. So I've actually been talking to my producer before, and they're not in there. they went out
coffee
to go
break.
They went out to go to the bathroom or something.
Did you say something?
Yeah. No, I mean, they're not there. And I'm going, hello, hello. But he's there. So, hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by, my barbershop, Slapper Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I slid in yesterday to get a haircut. I make appointments with them. It works for me. I'm not sure if it works for them all the time, but I give them a call at 530-244-9478. My friends, I have never gotten my hair cut anywhere else since I lived in Reading. They were established in 1960, same spot since 1967. Cypress Square Shopping Center, right off of Athens Avenue. If you remember the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, it's right across the parking lot. Man's last stronghold. Need I say more? This is a barbershop, not a hair salon. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology, because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Yeah. I married me a wife. She gave me trouble all my life. Left me out in the cold, rain and snow. Rain and snow.
Oh. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Now I was just going to let you keep going on with that one, buddy.
let me see. A little dumb.
Okay. Enough light reads today. We're here with Lonnie Bangate. Bengay, that's just it. Okay, there's not like a little asterisk in there that goes Bengay.
Well, if you say it the Filipino way, it just confuses people, so we'll just leave it with that. But the dang ointment gets everybody spelling it wrong. You know?
Yeah. Okay, and also Jeremy Ryan from the Jeremy Ryan Band. It turns out I've seen you and I've heard you, but where? And we figured it out.
Yes, sir.
You opened for Danger Kitty.
I did. Our good friends Danger Kitty
and Axiom.
Yes.
That was a great night.
That was an excellent night.
And see, we've already given away two tickets, and we've got till what, the 12th.
Yeah, yep.
So this way we can talk about it every day and give away another set of tickets.
Excellent. Let me know if you need more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Get some people out there.
Okay. Well, we can always use more. I love handing out tickets to people because they come in here, they pick them up, and then they go to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe something they, you know, that's not in their schedule or it's not in their budget or something like that. So when we do these, and a lot of people, though, they just listen. And yes, they can't afford it, but it's free tickets.
Well, we'd love to have them.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to get together on the schedules for next year.
Yeah,
I'm emceeing that night down in Rolling Hills at the Backcountry Horsemen. They're big dinners they're having down there Friday and Saturday. But this is great. What we're talking about, of course, is Lonnie started the Palo Cedro Frontier Day in his backyard, essentially, 3 years ago. And now let's talk about, I mean, we've talked about, this day. It's going to go from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. 10 p.m. because of Noise,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why, you know, when you're just getting ready, I mean, you're just getting loose to dance.
Yeah.
And you have to shut it down at 10. Nah, I understand.
Yeah.
But you've got something, Bulls and Bronx. This is a new thing, totally.
Yeah, the Rough Stock adding that, Silverbridge Rodeo Company. He couldn't make it today, actually. He had to go gather horses and bulls before the rain hits. So, I got a text last night. If I
was could
go ride, I go, no, we're going, I'm going to the radio, you know, but I would come gather with you. But anyway, yeah, he's been at it since 2018 and we have, I think, 14 ranch broncs to buck and 19 bulls.
Whoa.
And now, some prelim events.
Are these his?
Yeah, he started raising them and then it turned into a full rodeo company. He does about 20, 25 events a year.
So, really? Okay. Yeah. And, we're talking about, EC?
Yep.
EC's, yep. Zapata.
Zapata.
And, I've seen his, ranch out there.
Yep.
And I saw the, cause I'm driving by or riding by.
Yeah.
And, he's got a pretty good sized arena there.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is actually going to be a portable arena set up right there at Bishop Coin.
Yeah. So you're going to be, everything takes place right there at Bishop Coin.
Yep.
And the, so they're going to set up the portable corrals.
Yeah. Yeah. And
must not be like the ones I carry around.
No, the chutes are, we have to have four-wheel drive forklift and set this thing. You won't even be able to tell it's portable. And this is a normal thing, you know, like Boonville Rodeo over on the coast or towards the coast. They're on the football field and they just set up portable arena. So, I mean, small town, this is what goes on, right? Cause the money to put in an arena. So, yeah.
I'm just thinking awesome. About the football field.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right?
There's been bulls bucking.
Yeah.
Is that turf or is that synthetic turf? my gosh.
Yeah. So it's a regular thing in rodeo world to have the portable arena set, you know, in the small areas. Yeah.
And now that's going to start. So you can come in, you can get the tickets for this, from us, because we're giving them away. But if you're buying tickets, how much? Yeah.
$30 a head, 12 and under free.
Okay. $30 a head. So that gives you, but that's also for Jeremy?
Jeremy. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's no offense for, Zapata and his horses and his bulls, but that's a good price to go see Jeremy.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, it is.
Well, that's good word.
I'd pay that to go see Jeremy right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be, what'd you say, 19 bulls?
19 bulls and 14 ranch broncs.
There you go. Now, where are the riders coming from?
All over the place. I'm not even sure. The rodeo company handles all those signups. Okay. But we have Clown Axe too. Steve Smart, I believe his name, is going to do the announcing.
Okay.
So it's going to be a full, legit bucking event. We're just one step off from being a full rodeo. So maybe by next year, if we get enough people coming out this year and get the growth that we want, then.
Then you bring in your timed events, and that's a totally new.
Yeah, exactly.
Being a member of the Reading Rodeo Association, just let me tell you what that's like.
Yeah,
we're bringing in Breakaway this year.
Oh, okay.
You know what our biggest concern is?
No.
What's parking.
That? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be having, you know, all of a sudden there's going to be 75, 100 new trailers rolling in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the big things, and where we're at.
It's tight.
It's tight down there, and we're going to have to, you know, we may have to bring in dirt, cover up the asphalt in some of the areas there.
Yeah.
Well, nobody wants to take a $100,000 horse and put them on asphalt.
No.
And just that one thing, parking.
Yeah.
All these trailers coming through, rolling through. Because they'll come in, they'll compete, and then they're gone. That's not too bad. But some of them, you know, for the slack and everything, they're going to be spending overnight. And
Yeah. Well, we've got plans in Palisito to improve. I'll keep it fairly quiet for now. But we got another spot that we're looking to develop to be able to accommodate parking and these events more permanently. So,
hey, if Greg Hawes, can put a roller coaster out there, y'all ought to be able to put a fucking arena.
Yeah,
right. Sure.
And a stage for Jeremy. Over
there, a stage for Jeremy. That's right. Now the what other things are they going to see besides the Bulls and Bronx and Jeremy? What kind of vendors do you have out there?
I've got cowboy hat restoration, leather working, gal that makes spoon rings out of old spoons. Got permanent jewelry. Got obviously all the barbecue competition. We've got Zombie Arms and Ammunition. There's big supporters of Second Amendment, and they're going to be selling their stuff, and they have everything from holsters to AR launchers, which they kind of pioneered, which is an awesome. I mean, talk about some good fun.
I'm going to have to call them, see how they – is it just a – it's a blank that you're shooting a blank, obviously, and then it goes the gas pressure – goes up to, I guess, a system.
Yep.
And launches whatever it is.
Yep. And they'll even customize them for you. You know, put your radio show name on the side or something for you.
There you go.
So they can identify me if I'm shooting water balloons?
Yeah, exactly.
I can shoot a water balloon from here or a golf ball from here and hit the Chamber of Commerce. and it has my name on the ball.
You said it, not me.
I'll put Zapata's name on it. There you go. Yeah, everybody knows Zapata.
That'll get everybody's eyebrows up for sure.
Yeah.
So vendors.
Yep.
And plenty of parking. It starts at 11 a.m.
Yep.
And so what do you want to tell people?
Come out. Enjoy it. Enjoy our small town. Get to touch the country life a little bit. It's bring your lawn chair, right? It's not assigned seating, big bleachers. It's your right arena side. If you haven't been arena side, same level as livestock, which a lot of people haven't, even just horses being on the ground right next to one. If that's unfamiliar to you, it is cool. And you're right there next to the action. It's going to be awesome.
So there's not going to be, do they have bleachers out there?
They do, but it's by the football field, and I don't think they want
to. Yeah, and you're not going to be on the football
no,
field.
No, it's going to be all out on that front part. But that piece is, I think it's 40 or 60 acres. I mean, there's a lot of ground there.
Okay. So that's behind the school or?
From 44, you see the fields, ball fields.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the opposite side towards Old 44 Drive.
Okay.
So right where you come in, the gates, the entry right there. So Honeybee Festival, everywhere you park, we're just keeping the event on the parking area. We're not going into impact the schools at all or anything.
So it's easy to get to. It's good parking.
Yep.
And it's free unless you want to go to the your mini rodeo that's running – Right before the Red Bluff Roundup, which we're giving away tickets for, and then you got Reading Rodeo, but that's not till May.
I know it's busy springtime. I get that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was going to say you came to the right radio. This is like rodeo radio.
Right. Oh, it is.
There you go.
Rodeo Central.
Al must have known that when he reached out.
Well, we broadcast from the NFR. We go down to the NFR and have to get the president of the PRCA on and all their guys.
That's awesome.
Head down there and do 3 days of broadcasting from there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we go down with the Reading Rodeo Association guys. And if you've never been there, we'll talk about it during this break. We'll be right back.
You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome, so come on down and bring a family. Spaces are limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 27th of March, 8:47 in the morning, about 54 degrees out there. Yeah, we're going to get rain. And it's going to get rain tomorrow, but Saturday will clear up. But then it's back Sunday through next Tuesday or Wednesday, according to the forecast. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business at Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that's been there for 30 years. Give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they really treat their customers well. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Lonnie Bangay and Jeremy Ryan. And they are here to represent the third annual Palo Cedro Frontier Day. It's going to be April 12th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's a Saturday. And the thing about this is Lonnie and a couple of his buddies started this 3 years ago, kind of in your backyard.
Yeah. Yep.
And then that just keeps growing. And this year, Bulls and Bronx, and you're going to have 19
Bulls
and 17 horses or Bronx like that. Yeah. And it's going to be all on the Bishop Quinn school grounds.
Yep.
But they keep growing. So it went from the kind of the backyard or the or empty lot you had. So now you've got this. And next year it could get even even bigger, I guess.
People might keep
supporting it.
It might.
Now, and then the live music's going to be Jeremy Ryan. And I don't go to a lot of music events. My wife does. And that night she pulled me to see Danger Kitty down at the Axiom.
Mm-hmm.
And the opening act was Jeremy Ryan.
Yes, sir.
So I heard him that night, and I was just, you know, you're a hell of a musician.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no. I mean, it was really enjoyable. And so of course, now you're going to be out there. Now that, it's going to start about 8 p.m.
Yeah. And so like at the Axiom, I was doing my acoustic act with my trio. So this will be a whole new ball of wax. I've got, you know, five piece band. Al Myers on guitar, Kenji Kato on drums, and Rob McQueen on bass, and Wes Frost on keys. And we got NetSound bringing out the big stage with the big sound and the big LED light screen, which you'd call the old Jumbotron.
Yeah, sure.
And Pro Sound. And so we are anticipating a really good night of music. We know we worked with NetSound before.
Yeah. So. Is the stage going to be right in the arena?
Yeah, right near the arena.
You'll
basically watch the last bull buck and turn your head, and Jeremy's going to be jamming.
Place to dance there and all that?
Yeah, there's a field. It's country.
Well,
you better be legit wearing your boots.
Yeah, you better be wearing your boots. Yeah. You know, Lonnie, when you do this, how many hours do you think it's taken you to try and put this thing together?
Oh, man. I don't know. That's a question for my wife. She watches me work on it. But, no, it's actually... you know, I thought about that coming in here, and I said, the team makes it easy. Working with Jeremy, local guys, down to earth, easy to work with. NetSound, mm-hmm. my live broadcast for the video stuff, all my sponsors, what do you need? I mean, it's just amazing when you put the small town people together, and it's simple for me. I go, well, who do I refer or use for my business? Right?
What about permits for this kind of stuff? I mean, who does that?
Oh, man. Well,
I mean,
it's nice because...
Is it Palo Cedro or...
No, it's all through the county.
Okay.
And then I've kind of structured it all where I don't have to go through too many of those hoops because of where you set the event, right?
Yeah.
And then how you structure who comes and, like for instance, there'd be a lot more permitting for all my barbecuers if they could serve the public, but they can't. Right,
okay.
So just learning those little tricks.
Okay, so they're not serving the public. They're just there for the...
So that,
you mean we can't sneak in there and...
Hey, it's at your own risk.
They can give samples, right?
Which I'll get on my soapbox a little bit, right? Nobody comes to defend us as if eating's at our own risk. When did that become a permitted event? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, my barbecuers can't serve the public. Nope, they'll come right down and want to... You got to have a hand-washing station and everything else. They'll come right into your mix, so... I just kindly said, well, they're not going to serve the public then, you know, because I don't want to ask them.
There's only so many hoops you can jump through. I'm surprised he didn't need a permit for Jeremy to have a beard longer than 3 inches.
Watch out.
Start regulating my beard length.
Yeah, that beard's getting a little bit long there, buddy, I mean, are you washing it 4 times a week? Do you have, I'm so tired of that.
In past years, we did the parade, but I had to wipe that this year because of what you have to go through for the parade. And I'll tell you what's just as bad as any permitting. The county's actually worked well with me. It's insurance.
Oh, my God.
And the hoops you have to jump through. Like, if you have a parade, can you throw candy or not? They literally ask that, you know. And then is there livestock or not? Or is there what motorized stuff? I mean, the amount of detail now to get insurance. So there's stuff like that that goes on. But, you know, raising my hand, take responsibility, and just maneuver it and let's have a good day.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's just
yeah.
do it.
And yeah.
If the, yeah. Gosh, are they going to throw candy or not? I don't yeah. know. It's, well, what happens when the Asphalt Cowboys come through and shoot their blanks
yeah.
in the air? I mean, we announced one of the parades that, you know, the rodeo parade, you know, several years ago we were announcing it. And this lady comes in and she brings her two little dogs to sit with her.
And, oh, yeah.
And I looked at her and I said, you know that the Asphalt Cowboys come through here and they're going to shoot off a bunch of guns. And with it being downtown, the echo effect is just magnificent. And she looks at me and she goes, oh, I don't think it'll bother them. Well, let me tell you, it bothered them.
Yeah.
they're the last float going through shooting those dogs. Were oh. at high hover. They almost flew away with the lady. So, this sounds like just a great thing. Take the family out and go out a little bit later in the day. Still see all the vendors, see everything that's going on. And then the gates open at 4 p.m.
Yep.
And yep. the gates essentially aren't gates, though, are they?
I mean, are well, they? I'm still
How do you
working
keep track?
That.
How yeah. do you keep track of people coming in?
Right, right. I'm still working on the exact perimeter plans and all that. So I actually have a call.
Well, you got 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got 2 weeks. I'll slap it together.
I love it. Yep. Oh, yeah. I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the last minute. But it still came together.
For sure.
Anyway, you bring your own chairs.
If you want to sit.
If you want to sit,
yeah.
bring your own chairs.
Yeah.
And that's going to go from 4 to 6, 19 bulls, 17 horses, and then immediately turn your head to the right.
Yep.
Yeah. You and won't be able to hear. You won't be able to miss us. You'll hear
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Jeremy exactly. Ryan hits.
Yeah, you'll know where Jeremy
we'll
Ryan is.
We'll be cranked
is,
up.
So.
Well, you know what? Reading Rodeo Association, now that we've got this lease, now we can start planning on stuff. We really want to make Reading, downtown Reading, into a, you know, close the streets on a couple, you know, close it right here on Market,
mm-hmm.
you know, between here and the other, and past Cascade, maybe a couple blocks, you know, for a couple of nights, and just let this place be open to people walking, bands playing down here in the little pavilions, all the restaurants and bars yeah. open, and really make it rodeo. And with Red Bluff, and then now what you're doing, and Cottonwood,
yeah.
there's just, you know, I mean, there's no reason that can't be kind of symbiotic.
Yeah.
And that everybody's sure. there, and so that when we have people come here, instead of 10, 12, 15,000 people, we'll have 20, 25,000, 30,000 coming in. Cool. And we do need one thing, even though there's a few of them out there, we need a pop-up RV park.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yep. Yeah. yeah.
And they do that at Sturgis, the, you know, and all that. It's a pop-up RV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got room for them out there. Some of them are set up with electricity and water, but you don't even need that. You just need a place for them to park and then a little dump wagon run around. Vendors out there serving food,
yeah.
portable showers.
Yeah.
We need something like that when you have big events that people can come in and stay for a week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part
of it. I throw it out to you entrepreneurs. So,
you got my mind going. We can, I mean, it'd be a little drive. Maybe you'd drive 10 minutes, but Palo Cedro's got some ground.
It does. You know, I was thinking, you know, Palo Cedro would be a great place. It's close in.
Mm-hmm.
You got gas stations down there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got everything you need. I mean, you don't have like 1,000 restaurants, but it's a great place to stage. And if you have it so people can bring their horses in.
Yeah.
So, you know, each one of the campsites you can put up, you know, you advertise portable corrals. So.
Yeah, and that was at the heart of this. The Western way of life.
Yeah.
You know, people are going back to it because there's some purity, there's some adventure. It's what built America. So let's make the whole Shasta County a hub of it.
Why not? Why not become, you know, let's make Northern California the hub of, you know, rodeo.
Yeah.
How about equestrian sports?
How about
equestrian thing? You know, I said, why haven't we advertised here for equestrian, you know, bringing in their horses and, you know, there's areas here to ride and you just list out all these places to ride so they can come in.
Yeah.
You know, they could stage down here and then take their horses out for day rides. Yeah. I mean, we're just not utilizing this beautiful, beautiful country we live in enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Hand in glove, right? Then you've got country music.
Then you've got
see, rock that's, and roll. It goes right with it.
Yeah, when you're looking at people coming in for events like this, when that event's over, boom.
Yep.
Jeremy and company start.
Yep.
And, yes, you know, sir. But like everywhere else, you're limited to, like, downtown at 10 o'clock. That's it.
Yeah.
So you'd have to start your music earlier. Out at the rodeo grounds, I think it's midnight. Though there are people still out there past midnight.
Sure, right.
As we find them laying there in places, helping them back to their cars.
Scraping a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking.
Okay, one more time. Lonnie, tell me where they are. Tell me one more time. Give us all the facts.
Third annual Palisadro Frontier Day. 11 to 4, vendors, free entry. 4 to 10 will be a ticketed entry to watch prelim events. Oh, I forgot to mention the Country Muster, which is a buckle. You win a buckle event, teams of three, timed doing country tasks. Last year we moved stall mats, panels, some sacks of feed.
Cool.
So that's another event I forgot to even mention. We've got a barbecue competition going throughout the day. And then we've got Bulls and Bronx, bucking them, clown acts. And then we have Jeremy Ryan taking us home to close out the evening. We have good food, multiple food vendors, drinks. It's going to be a great night, great day.
I'll be giving away tickets tomorrow for this, and Lonnie C is going to send me some more tickets. So I'm going to be giving tickets starting tomorrow all the way through to the 11th of April.
I love it.
For people. So you come on out there. I mean, you're saving yourself, what'd you say?
30? Well, it's 30 a ticket.
So you're saving yourself $60 that you can then spend out there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Like I said, the rain's going to start. We'll see you tomorrow morning, and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.